Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank the members of the media for assembling so quickly this morning for this urgent public safety update. With me this morning is Acting Buffalo Police Commissioner Al Wright and Chief of Detectives Craig Macy. Last night at 7:14 p.m., Buffalo Police received a call of two missing young girls, Nova Rain Lilly, age 7, and Araya Brown, age 12. Nova Lilly is a 7-year-old white female with blonde hair, last seen wearing a white shirt, pink jacket, and blue pants. Araya Brown, age 12, is a black female, last seen wearing a black jacket, black jeans, and black Adidas. Through video surveillance, they were last seen sometime around 6:30, in the neighborhood of 6:30, in the neighborhood of Main and Utica Streets. If anyone has any information, any tips, any sightings, please, we are urging that you please call 911 immediately so that our detectives continue to look for these two young girls. Obviously, whenever the situation like this arises, it is urgent, but obviously with the weather the last 24 hours and whether that's going to be coming into the city later this afternoon and the bitter cold temperatures, wind chill and sub-zero weather, it's even more urgent that we continue this investigation in a timely manner. With that being said, I'm going to turn it right over to the Buffalo Police Department and Acting Commissioner Al Wright.
Good morning. Like I say, if any information is out there, please call 911. We have a 12 and a 7-year-old out in the cold, the weather. Someone has to know where they are. We're actively looking. We're using all available resources. But please call 911. We have a 7 and a 12-year-old female that's out there. And we request all help from anyone. Thank you. I'll turn it over to Chief Macy.
Good morning. Thank you. Immediately after the 911 call was placed, BPD patrol resources responded and then started obtaining the critical information that is needed for something like this. A police report was conducted. Our special victims unit, as well as the district detectives, were also notified, at which point the missing persons clearinghouse, which is a part of New York State DCJS, was contacted, and then a missing child report was, or an alert was conducted and activated. With respects to an Amber Alert versus a missing person alert or report, there is certain criteria that needs to be made. We request that through the New York State Police and DCJS. We give them all the information that they have, and there is, again, some framework that has to be met before an Amber Alert can be conducted. We are one step below that, as we do not have any information that they are with a unknown third party and or that they are in danger outside of the fact that there is obviously the weather concerns, right? So those are the basic things that you would need for a Amber Alert. Going back to everything that has been conducted by our officers, we have done essentially a grid search from the last location, which was the address where they were living at Child and Family Services on Delaware Avenue. Through that, we were able to find some privately owned video surveillance as well as city cameras that are posted to my left that have the girls walking eastbound, last seen approximately 6:34 last night, going eastbound from Main and Utica. Again, as the mayor said, we have a physical description of them, and that is recaptured and recorded on that video to my left. So Missing Person Clearinghouse also did a poster for other entities in Western New York and throughout the state. We have been in contact with NFTA, Cheektowaga Police. The sheriffs are in our office right now. We have a command post set up, and we are working together going through all of the methods that we would use to find children. Last September, we were able to have New York State DCJS come and teach a missing persons training, which we were in part of. We sent, I believe, approximately six or seven detectives, a supervisor, and some members from the sheriff's office. So we're using those methods that was taught to us and essentially reinforced in this case right now. So I believe I covered pretty much everything. If the mayor has anything or the commissioner, last.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Chief. As it was stated, you know, 7:14 last night, call comes in. A few minutes later, is dispatched, and shortly thereafter, officers on scene and the Buffalo Police Department's detectives unit and everyone else working this situation ever since. You know, I think Commissioner Wright touched on it, and what's urgent is, you know, you look at this video and see these two sweet faces. And so if anyone has any information, any sightings, any tips, please, anything, if you think it's even a possibility, please call 911 immediately so that we can follow up on those leads. And with that, I will open it to any questions.
Who called 911, and what was that conversation on that recorded line?
So that call came in from Child and Family Services, where the kids are living at this time. And they just put out that there was a missing person under 12, which ended up ultimately being dispatched
to
patrol.
Was there concern? Was there some sort of urgency on their part?
There's always a concern when kids this age are missing. With the actual verbiage, I'm not familiar with, but I know what the CAD said, and I've talked to the detectives.
Was there any inclination that they had been planning to leave this house, or what was the conversation with those folks in the home?
So there is not, at this point, any information that this was pre-planned. One of the children has exhibited runaway behavior before. But that does not mean that we are any less concerned, because there are secondary and tertiary effects that can happen not only with this weather, but when there's two kids that age that are not under adult supervision.
Maybe you can go into detail for me. As the chief right now, what is your biggest concern outside of weather?
I think there's probably too many. And everybody has seen the news on a regular basis. There's a lot of threats out there in the world.
You're talking about a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old. Obviously, everyone knows the concerns that can arise of them being unsupervised roaming the streets. I have an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. So it hits home with me, obviously, knowing that these two young children could be out there wandering the streets. One of the children very unfamiliar with the neighborhood. With the city of Buffalo, so it's a great concern, obviously, lack of familiarity with the surrounding neighborhood. But you're talking about a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old, and I think we can all draw conclusions what the obviously the concerns are.
Are they wearing backpacks? Is there a backpack in there, or have you located the backpack? What's in the backpack?
So we believe that there is one child with a backpack that has not been conveyed, the items that are in there. But video surveillance shows what is consistent with a backpack.
Do you know anything that's missing from where they were staying that'd be in the backpack or their clothes?
We have not been given that information.
Chief, is this the picture? I'm sorry, the picture on me and you, because is that the picture from the city surveillance camera?
It is. So this is privately owned surveillance camera footage right there, which is a few minutes before the city surveillance camera.
And have city surveillance cameras or any other private camera picked them up since these two pictures were taken?
So with the weather, business hours, that has slowed down the actual canvassing process to be able to retrieve some video, which is also why we're conducting this press conference, right? Because while we have pretty much every detective in the city that is out canvassing, doing interviews and reaching out to people, that is not as fast as what we can do here with leveraging our partners in the media.
Why wait until this morning to do the press conference? Why not yesterday?
So that's a very valid question with respects to timeliness. However, we did not have some of this video last night. And at that point, all we have is two missing kids with the images that we put on Facebook almost immediately. What was also conducted last night during that search that we were doing, we had our canines out for tracking, which snow slowed that down, as well as we had our drones up in force looking for heat signatures, and nothing was shown from there.
Do you know of any relationship between the two children? Is there a concern that they might get separated from one another?
So that second part of your question, the concern of them getting separated, is a concern. The first part is we believe them to not have any relationship prior to their placement in that facility.
Do you know how long they've been living here?
I don't.
And do you know if there are procedures in place or what goes on inside the house to make sure that something like this doesn't happen?
I can't comment on other agencies' procedures. I can't comment on it because I personally don't know, but I just also wouldn't comment on it.
Mr. Mayor, maybe you can kind of elaborate here. So the fact that Buffalo Police does not issue an Amber Alert, obviously it's a procedural thing and a policy issue, which is why I'm asking you about this. Do you feel that there needs to be a change in policy to make sure that perhaps in this kind of a situation we can get an Amber Alert issued, albeit not an Amber Alert?
Yeah, that was one of the first questions when I came and asked. You know, what is the threshold there? And then talking to Detective Macy, he kind of laid out for me the different threshold that exists for an Amber Alert being issued, and that it comes from the state police, that we send them the information, and they ultimately would decide and send that out. But obviously, when situations like this arise, you have to review these things on a rolling basis. So I think after this, we probably take a look at it, see if it's not an Amber Alert, if it's something else that has to be created at maybe a lower threshold, and we can go from there with talking to the Buffalo Police Department and the state police.
How dangerous is the situation just because of the temperature alone that are going
on right now? Yeah, absolutely. You know, as some of the footage is grainy. I can't tell if there's gloves, what they're out, these kids might have on. But you know, you're talking about a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old unsupervised roaming the streets of Buffalo in January when we have a cold front that's moved in this week. You've got sub-zero temperatures, and it's dangerous for adults to be out there too long, let alone a 7-year-old and a 12-year-old. So again, any information that anyone can provide, any potential sightings, any tips that you might have, any information, please do not hesitate to call 911 so our detectives continue to work on it.
Can you walk us through what the rest of the day looks like? You mentioned you had the drones and you had the heat signatures, looking for heat signatures, and canine out. What does the rest of the day look like in terms of the investigation?
So as the day goes on, we still have had our continuous footprint with our patrol assets, right? The detectives are conducting more interviews. The patrol resources have been consistent, which is pretty heavy. With this, and we will now be leveraging some more technical stuff. So,
thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you for your help, guys.